The Mississippi River is expected to crest tomorrow in Arkansas City, Arkansas, at 53.5 feet. That would put the river at its highest point in more than 70 years. Deschey County Judge Mark McElroy joins us from his office in Arkansas City. Your Honor, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for calling.
Judge McElroy, are people worried, or is this just part of life along the Mississippi?
We live every day by the river. You know, we watch it. You know, it just flows by, and we kind of take it for granted. But now people are really living in fear. I had a call from my sister that was shopping in Pine Bluff, some 65 miles away, mm-hmm. the other day, and she called and said that she had heard from a policeman there in Pine Bluff that the levee had broken at Arkansas City, and they were evacuating the courthouse. I told her, well, I better get my lunchbox and be on my way because I didn't know about it. So, you know, rumors are a terrible thing when people are living in fear.
Yeah. Anyone leaving town?
We have some that have packed up some of their belongings and moved them to higher ground. We have a lot of panic, Scott. I had a woman call a while ago, and she said, I'm hearing the river's going to break the levee, and when you evacuate us, will you get the animals? And she said, I've got five little chickens. I said, don't worry, we'll get the chickens out too. So the fear is real, and the people are panicking left and right, and I'm trying to keep calm, and I've had a meeting, Scott, with them from town to town, you know, trying to separate fact from fiction and tell them, look, the levee's extremely high, but we're monitoring the boils and the seepage, and, you know, there's no reason to panic, although I am standing with a life jacket on and flippers and goggles. So that's the common effect I have on them, I guess.
And is it difficult for people who don't live along a flood zone to understand what it's like to have to contemplate evacuating?
It really is. I mean, it's hard to imagine how we feel when within 300 yards of my office, I can walk over this earthen levee and the water's 50 feet over my head. And, you know, if that monster could break loose, you know, with a violent wave. So, you know, it's hard for people to imagine a wave of water, say, 50 feet high coming at you that never lived beside the river. And until you see the Mississippi River, it's almost like that movie where they say, you call that a knife? This is a knife. You know, we see people in the West that call a river, but the mighty Mississippi is just what they say it is. It is mighty at this point.
Yeah. I have to ask a question on that we get from people all across the country at the time of natural disasters like this. Why do so many people then live in an area that's on lower ground than a river, knowing that this is always a possibility?
You know, I guess it's just our heritage. You know, I was raised on a farm, and I remember I was 8 or 10 years old before I was able to get out of the Delta, and I remember my parents going west, and we got to the hills in Monticello, which is some 65 miles away or 40 miles away, and I remember thinking, my goodness, look at these mountains, you know, and I didn't realize the whole rest of the world had humps in it. We were just as flat as a pool table over in our Delta, and, you know, that's where our roots are, that's where our families were raised, and that's where our heart is attached. So that's why we stay here. It's just as much as part of us as the Mississippi River is part of the Delta.
Deschey County Judge Mark McElroy speaking from Arkansas City, Arkansas. Your Honor, thanks for being with us, and good luck.
Thank you, sir.